These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
And good evening. I'm Angino. Along with me on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Dr. Richard Rafferty. Doctor, great to have you.
Angino, thanks for having me. It's always great to be here with you.
Oh, it's always great talking to you, too. I want to encourage each and every one of you, if you are dealing with back pain, with neck pain, or you know somebody who is, this is the hour for you. You may have been struggling. You may have been going through all the different treatment options that are available to you with no success, and you're wondering what is left for you. Well, this is the opportunity for you to find out all that you need to know regarding your discs and what you can do, which is go and make a phone call to the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh at 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600, and find out how they are able to help you finally get rid of the pain by actually bringing your back and your neck into a position to actually be healed. And Doc, this is really the part that's the most amazing. As everyone else that is providing some level of treatment, it's about dealing with pain, where you are about a technique called intradisc neutrosis that puts people's discs, whether they're in their back or their neck, in a position to actually heal themselves. Once again, explain this to us.
That's a great statement, and that's what it's really all about. At the Disc Institute, we've been able to help patients fix the problem, which then allows the disc to heal, and it turns their situation around once and for all. When you're a disc patient, it's really important for patients to understand that all the treatments they're going to offer you and all the treatments you've tried, the reason why you end up disappointed and frustrated is those treatments are only designed to give you pain relief. Temporary relief. They were never designed, including surgery, to fix the problem. And that's what the big difference is. And that's what we've been able to do with our patients. Thousands of patients now over the last 14 years, over 10 and a half years here in Pittsburgh, to help them fix the problem, get the disc to heal, and turn their situation around once and for all.
But Doug, it seems as though, and I guess the reality is, you're the only person talking about the idea of putting discs in a position to be healed once again. Everybody else is just saying, we'll help you manage. This intradisc neutrosis, which is exclusive to what you do at the Disc Institute, that's the real game changer, isn't it?
That is the game changer, because what we're able to do, like I said, is we're able to address the real problem. And really what it comes down to is anybody who's suffering and they've seen that they have a bad disc, you know, the radiologist has told them, their doctors told them, the MRI has shown that their disc is degenerating, it's bulging, it's herniated. And the reason for that is somewhere in their timeline, they had a trauma to the joint of the spine. And from that point forward, the mechanism that's designed to deliver circulation to that disc has not been functioning. That physiology, that physiological mechanism isn't working, and therefore circulation is not getting to the disc, and the disc is living tissue. So without circulation, that tissue is going to start to break down. It's going to die, degenerate. And the more it breaks down, eventually you get conditions, bulging, herniation, etc. Mm-hmm. Once that tissue starts to bulge, it squeezes into the space and touches the nerve, and that's when you know the pain has arrived, and that's when you know that you have something serious going on.
Yeah, some people may say, well, Doc, I really don't remember a point to where I really hurt myself, or the pain didn't come on at the time when I may have actually done some level of damage. Why would that be the case?
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I tell patients that it could have been a sports injury. It could be heavy lifting, awkward lifting, repetitive lifting. It could be an auto accident, a hard fall. It's hard to say. I mean, we do a lot of things. You know, you fall really hard on the ice and you jump up and you hope nobody saw you. But you don't realize that, that trauma A lot of times the initial pain, as you were saying, the initial pain or spasm or whatever will go down as the swelling goes down, but you're left with the joint that's no longer moving and functioning and delivering circulation the way it was designed to.
And that circulation is key, correct? Where unlike every other part of the body we've talked before that has blood vessels going to and from, that's not the way discs work. And if they don't function properly with the vertebra, then they're not going to get the nutrients and then expel the waste that it needs to.
That's it exactly. The disc is what we call avascular tissue, meaning no vessels. So it, what that means to the disc is it can't participate in the same circulation provided from the heart. You know, we know when the heart beats, it's going to carry the circulation through the arteries, into the capillaries, and then out through the veins. The disc doesn't have that ability. It relies on that mechanism, that movement, that normal joint function to provide that circulation. And without that, that's when the disc will die.
Dr. Richard Rafferty is with us, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The phone number is 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. The website is pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. They have a 98% success rate. We'll talk to you more about that, and it's verified by two different third-party research studies. And if you are dealing with this back pain, bulging, herniated, degenerative disc pain, stenosis, and you want to avoid spinal surgery, there's a complimentary MRI evaluation. There's no cost for the evaluation to determine if you are a candidate for the program. So please make the phone call, 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. A couple of guests we're going to have coming up. Next will be John. Coming up at 7:35, we'll talk to Carl. Both individuals who have gone through the program with Dr. Rafferty, we'll get to hear their experiences and where they've been and where they are, coming up next on KDK Radio.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
And welcome back. I'm Mangino, with me, Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Their phone number, once again, 412-906-9600. The website, pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. Doc, before we welcome on our guest, John, what can people expect to see when they go to your website, pittsburghdiscinstitute.com?
We're really happy with our website. There's a lot of great information there. The first thing that I would recommend is if you scroll down on the first page, there is a video called Degenerative Biology. So basically what it's going to do is take you through understanding the mechanism and what goes wrong and the physiology that we're talking about. And that would be the first thing. It's about an 8 or 10 minute video, but it'll really help you understand the science behind what we're doing and the physiology. And then there's a lot of videos, there's old radio shows, there's a lot of testimonies from patients that have done the program, and there's a lot of research and other information as far as you know, other treatments that are out there that may have side effects and other things that you may want to avoid. So we have some good articles about that as well.
PittsburghDiscInstitute.com is the website. Speaking of testimonials, John is joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, welcome to KDKA Radio. Good to have you.
Thanks so much for having me.
John, what was it like for you? Was it a back problem? Was it a neck problem? And explain to us what life was like at its worst.
Sure. For me, it was a lower back problem. At its worst, I kind of wished for pain someplace else just to kind of get my mind off of how bad it was in my lower back. At its worst, something like getting up from a seated position, there had to be a plan for it because the simplest movement was just excruciating. Sometimes, you know, I might find comfort just being down on the floor, face down, but then the issue then became, how do I get back up? So just at times, the simplest movement was excruciating. I would walk hunched over, almost sideways sometimes. At its worst, it just was excruciating, the only way I can really describe it.
And what kind of impact did it have on your life professionally, personally, with your family? Talk to us about that.
Sure. You just always worry. You know, I don't want to say that this pain was 24/7 because it wasn't. There were times I was feeling fine, and then this pain would just pop up out of nowhere. You know, just as I could be talking to you standing up. 3 seconds later, I'm on the ground and I can't move because I'm in pain. So even when the pain wasn't necessarily keeping me from doing things, the thought of it, the fear of it, kept me from doing some things that I would like. I enjoy going to the gym, but, you know, it was always in the back of my mind. Am I going to pull something? Am I going to hurt something? I told Dr. Rafferty and some of the people at his office this. I was in a play years ago. I was in my 20s, and I was playing an older man who had back problems. And this is no joke. My back actually went out in the middle of a performance. So there was no act going on. But that's the gist of it. It was always the fear of when it might happen again.
What did you try?
So when it was a really, really bad situation, you know, sort of what I described earlier, I would go to like an urgent care, MedExpress or something. I might get a shot that would alleviate things for a little while. I would get some really powerful pills that would make me a little loopy and they would alleviate things for a little while. When I finally made the decision to see Dr. Rafferty and the people at Disc Institute, it was a friend who recommended it. But, just prior to that, I had taken these same painkillers I had taken the last time this thing reared its ugly head, and all I was getting out of it was the loopiness. I wasn't even getting the relief that I had gotten before. So this was something that was definitely getting worse as time went on.
Doc, what are some of the dangers associated with trying to just mask the pain? Can you actually make things worse in the process?
Well, obviously, if you cover up the pain and then you resume activities, you can do further damage. The pain is there for a reason, to prevent you from doing further damage. And also, of course, you know, you can manage the pain only for so long, and the disc is continuing to die. The conditions are going to get worse. It's a dying and degenerative process that only continues to move forward. The good news is, with our patients, we catch it right where it is, and we stop that process, and we go back the other way as the disc begins to heal. Our patients don't have to go into the other phases of degeneration that would naturally occur if you didn't intervene.
And John, that must have meant so much to you when you first realized that what Dr. Rafferty was offering was not another way of just dealing with the pain, but actually getting your discs and your back to be healthy once again.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was welcome information for sure. I was considering surgery. Just a guy at the gym I knew as a nurse. He works for back surgeons. He gave me his number. He said, I would just think of this as a last resort, see what else you can do. And again, you know, it was a friend that said, hey, before you do that, go see the Disc Institute. And I was skeptical because I thought, you know, the pain I'm in, and when I met with these people, they said, look, we're not going to think you're weird if you want to lie down on the ground or stand up or sit down or however you're comfortable. And then they showed me, you know, what can be helped and maybe, you know, the sort of situation that can't be helped. And I thought, I've got to be on the far end of the can't be helped. And I was really surprised when they said, nope, you're a candidate for our treatment.
And then your thoughts were?
My thoughts were, I didn't know what to expect. I was still skeptical because, you know, I'm sure Dr. Rafferty's heard this. I tried everything. I took the pills. I got shots. And nothing seemed to work. But I started to feel better. I just started to feel better. And even now, you know, a couple of times a week, maybe I'll go for a walk with my wife. And she's even said that she's noticed I walk more upright, straighter. faster. Now she has to keep up with me. And it's not to say, like, after some activity I'm not sore or anything, but even then, any soreness from any sort of activity doesn't last as long. It's nothing out of the ordinary that anybody else might not feel after, you know, overexertion.
We have about 60 seconds, John. For people who are listening right now that are dealing with pain, much like you experienced, what would you say to them?
Just go see Dr. Rafferty. Listen to what he has to say. Listen to the people who work with him. It is life-changing. And I didn't think I would say that going into this again because I was so skeptical. It really is life-changing. Just see if they can help you. Talk to them and see what he can do for you.
John, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon, this evening. I appreciate it very
much. Thank you, John. Really appreciate it.
It's great to hear from you, Dr. Rafferty. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
So skepticism, Doc, have you ever had someone walk in and say, listen, I'm going to believe everything you say from word one? I mean, has that ever happened?
No, we've talked about this before. Nobody comes to the DISC Institute first. Everybody's been everywhere else and they've tried everything else and they've been disappointed and frustrated. And it does sound too good to be true to actually be able to fix the problem, but we're able to do it because of the technology that's now available. The medical equipment that we have and the way it's engineered, it's designed to fix the problem. And that's what makes the big difference. The good news about John is he's just starting to heal. So, you know, we fix the problem and we get the joint, the physiology working again. And then from that point forward, he's providing natural circulation again, the way the joint was designed to before it was traumatized and that function was lost.
Doc, do me a favor.
Now, that's the whole purpose of the treatment, is now he can move forward taking care of his disc naturally with normal and natural circulation occurring on a regular basis day in and day out.
Dr. Rafferty joining us from the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh. The phone number 412-906-9600. The website, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com.
The following program is paid for by the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh. These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
And good evening, I'm Angino, along with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh. Once again, the phone number, 412-906-9600, the website, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. And Doc, as we were going into the news break, you mentioned that for John, the healing was just beginning. And I'd like you to explain that. Are you suggesting that long after the treatment process is done, the disc, as it's going through the healing process, will continue to heal? And if so, for how much longer will it continue to go on its own?
That's a great point. Yes, that's what I was saying, is that during the program, we're going to be fixing the problem and rehabilitating the joint, getting it back to its normal function, and providing circulation for the disc. But remember, the physiology is what's designed to take care of the disc. That was that mechanism that drives circulation to the disc. That's what was injured. That's what was traumatized. That's what was lost. And by fixing that, every time it's designed to move and to function, every time you walk and you move throughout your day, it's designed to pump and bring circulation to the disc. By having that back on the job, by having that physiology return, every time you move through your day, you're providing circulation the way the joint was designed to take care of that disc ongoing. So the healing that you get starting, it starts during the program. Most of our patients report being 75 to 90% improved by the time they finish the program, 98% of our patients, and yet they're just starting to heal. And to answer your question, the healing that you started, you can't stop, and it will go on week after week, month after month, for up to 2 years. So the disc, if you think about what healing is replacing damaged cells with healthy cells.
Okay.
So your disc is going to be replacing those damaged cells with healthy cells. It's going to start getting its fluid back in there, and the disc will get stronger and stronger with time.
Dr. Richard Raffrey with us. The website, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. The phone number, 412-906-9600. We want to welcome Carl to the program. Carl, welcome to KDKA Radio. Good to have you on.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Do appreciate you making time. Your story is an interesting one when it comes to your encounter and your experience with Dr. Raffrey. In fact, I had a chance to be able to read a letter that you wrote to Dr. Raffrey and his team about your experience. Can we say what you do for a living?
I'm a pilot for a U.S. major airline.
And your dilemma when you were looking at what you were doing, it's pretty profound. And you were thinking about, do I get this fixed? Do I run the risk of maybe giving up my ability to fly any longer? I mean, this was really something that was weighing heavy on you, that if you didn't get back to where your disc was healed again, your life was going to be forever changed, was it not?
That's absolutely correct. There are definitely certain things that you can and can't do medically in order to continue to fly airplanes. And certainly things like certain medicines, you know, you're not eligible to fly anymore. I mean, this is all up to the FAA and what they decide on that.
Mm-hmm.
But the list of options that I had really... And the pain and everything that I was dealing with could have been career-ending.
In fact, for at least a little while, you took yourself out of flying for these medical reasons, correct?
Yeah, I had to I had to remove myself because the pain that I was dealing with was so intense. You know, it is just... the best decision to take myself out of the equation.
Oh my goodness, the idea of, I'm thinking of you sitting in that pilot's chair the entire time and not being able to find a spot that's comfortable. I mean, and then the responsibility of the plane and all the passengers as well, and needing to be able to keep your mind completely into what it is that you're doing, and then at the same time being distracted constantly by this pain that was just so excruciating. Carl, what did you do in order to try to find relief for this prior to finding Dr. Raffrey?
Prior to this, I was I would see my chiropractor on a regular basis, and I just continued to see him and trying to find relief. And this was different than you know, what I was normally used to.
Mm-hmm.
And after a certain amount of times, you know, we were able to have a long discussion between my chiropractor and myself, and we need to figure out that it was time to go to the next level.
Were you thinking about surgery?
It was definitely one of the options that was laid out to me, but I wanted to avoid it at all costs.
When did you first hear about what Dr. Raffrey was proposing, this idea of getting your discs back into a position to heal themselves and be healthy once again?
When I first learned about Dr. Raffrey was through my chiropractor and the list of options of places to go to find for treatment and find healing. And once I learned what it was about, it definitely caught my attention to seek more information.
Yeah. Doc, what did you think when you first met Carl and what he was dealing with his disc issues?
Yeah, he's the typical patient that we help. I mean, it gets to the point where surgery is something you're definitely considering, and most people don't want to go that route. But you've tried so many other things, and when it starts to affect your life in such a way where it might even affect your ability to work or to enjoy your quality of life, that's a typical thing. And of course, after the evaluation of the MRI, I knew that Carl was a good candidate for our program.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very happy that he moved into the program, and you know, it was really great to see him get results. I have a lot of respect for pilots, and I know how much education they go through and how hard it is to achieve something like that, and to be able to be in that position, and then to be facing, you know, after all that hard work, facing a situation where you may not be able to continue with that, that would be very difficult.
Carl, what was it that you were told by Dr. Rafferty or a member of his team that resonated with you, that there's a reason to believe this is going to work? This is the solution I've been hoping for, I've been wanting, I've been praying for. What was it for you?
I would have to say there was a lot of confidence that came from his staff in saying that just like the simple movements of pain relief that I was doing with my arm, because I was a cervical patient, and that they had seen that before, and the reassurance that I was going to be able to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, attending his orientation class and learning more about what's going on, and speaking directly with Dr. Rafferty and asking him specific questions, that also helped out with solidifying my decision.
Yes, along with, according to the letter that you wrote, the encounters that you had with individuals that end up being patients at what point, reaffirming in your mind that this was a gift to you by God, that this was an opportunity to be healed.
Absolutely. That's an answer to prayer. I was very stressed as to what was going on with my life, and certainly questioning what am I going to do now, and looking for answers. And one of those individuals, you know, he had just asked me how I was doing, and I expressed to him that, you know, I couldn't be working anymore. And I said, yeah, I've got this problem going on. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. And when I asked him, I said, hey, have you heard of this place, the Disc Institute? He immediately said, oh, absolutely. They heal my back. And, you know, and with that, I was like, my jaw literally just dropped, and I just could not believe, you know, how crystal clear that was to me. And then it wasn't just him, it was other people that I was asking. I'm like, hey, what do you guys think about this place? And it was either text messages or phone calls coming back over and over. And this was God echoing answers. This is where you should go. This is where you're going to go find treatment. And I am here to tell you that, number one, it's definitely answered a prayer, and I am healed.
So, life now, are you back in the plane? Are you in the cockpit?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, I am.
What was it like being able to get back into that first time? Was there any kind of a thought or emotion that you had that first time back in after you took yourself out?
I would say a lot of joy that I'm getting back and getting my life back. Of course, a lot of work, a lot of studying.
Oh, yeah.
And being prepared to come back and be an airline pilot again.
Carl, we greatly appreciate you coming on. I want to give you one more opportunity for anyone who's listening out there who's wondering back and forth within themselves about what to do. What would you encourage them to do?
I would definitely encourage make the phone call, talk, make an appointment for a consultation, see if you can attend the orientation class, learn as much information as possible. For me, this is definitely one of the best life choices I've ever made in my life, and I just can't tell enough people how happy I am, how relieved I am, and I have my life back, and I'm forever thankful to Dr. Rafferty, his staff, and his practice.
Carl, thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have yourself a good evening. Doc, I want to go back on one thing that he said, just to be crystal clear, that one person he met and said that you guys healed him. The reality is you don't heal anybody. You
right,
put people's
right.
bodies in a position to heal themselves. I kind of liken it over the years to the emergency room physician that stitches somebody, doesn't heal the wound, puts the wound back into position to heal itself. You broke your leg, the doctor puts the bones in alignment in order to have the bones heal themselves. You do the same thing practically with your technology, with intradisc neutrosis for discs as well.
Absolutely. It's all about the medical equipment and the engineering and what it was designed to do to fix the problem. And once you give the disc back what it needs, that circulation, the disc will stop dying and begin to heal. And that's the key. Without circulation, it's dying tissue. Once you provide the circulation, that tissue stops dying and the body will start to heal and repair and rebuild. And that's the key. And the biggest thing is you fix the problem so that it's not going to occur again. And the disc will begin to heal and continue to heal ongoing. So that's what it's all about. You have to fix the problem. And that's the frustration with the treatments like we talked about earlier, that the disc patients are offered. It's only about relief. Pain relief. And that's great when you're in a lot of pain, but it's never going to move you forward. You're never going to move forward. It's always going to get worse. And that's what I always tell patients. You have the opportunity now with today's technology to fix the problem and put this behind you once and for all.
Why you can have great confidence in making the decision to make the phone call. We'll talk about that 98% success rate that he has shown through two third-party research studies. Details about that coming up in a moment on KDK Radio.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Once again, I'm Angino, along with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. And, Doc, I want to talk for a moment, if we could, on the guarantee that you offer and the third-party research studies.
Well, there's basically the research. It's one of those things where we knew we were helping patients. As Dr. Minella was bringing this forward and we were bringing this forward, we knew we were getting great results with this technology and this medical equipment. But we also knew that to be legitimate, bringing something forward like this, you had to have research. So we hired a third-party research company. And basically what they do is they come in and they pull your files at random in a clinical setting, and they look at your results. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had been putting together all the numbers and gathering all the information, but they're the ones that put it together for us, and they're the ones that told us, hey, you guys are, with your typical patients, you're at 98% success rate. So, and they're the ones that also told us that with our typical patients, they were reporting when they finished the program being 75 to 90% improved compared to when they started the program as far as how they're feeling and functioning. So that was very big for us. That was really, we were so excited. But we also knew that our patients were getting well and staying well because we had a lot of patients that were out of the program for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so we told them, they said, let's do a durability study.
Okay.
So what they did was they contacted patients that were out of the program for at least 3 years. And when they came back to us with the numbers, they said that your patients, 96% of them reported being as good as, if not better than they were when they left the program 3 years before. And to us, that was very big because we knew that fixing the problem and getting that physiology back was everything.
Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Just another reason to call, 412-906-9600. Dr. Rafferty, always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Mangino. Really appreciate being with you tonight.
412-906-9600.